here's a story from The World.
Next month, a meeting will be held by American Catholic bishops. There's speculation that they'll discuss something pretty drastic, denying Holy Communion to President Joe Biden, who is, as you may know, Catholic. More than one conservative bishop has said that Biden's support for abortion rights puts him outside of Catholic doctrine. As The World's Rupa Shenoy reports, this domestic discussion could have global impacts.
For Catholics, communion is an act of sacred fellowship in which priests bestow the body of Christ in the form of a wafer to congregants. Denying a Catholic communion is a form of punishment and, especially in small communities, public shaming. And that's what those who support abortion deserve, according to San Francisco Archbishop Salvatore Corleone. He released a paper and audio recording on the topic last week.
If you find that you are unwilling or unable to abandon your advocacy for abortion, you should not come forward to receive Holy Communion. To publicly affirm the Catholic faith, while at the same time publicly rejecting one of its most fundamental teachings, is simply dishonest.
That's one side of a long-running debate that's heating up now because the U.S. has its second Catholic president. The first one, JFK, was dogged by suspicions that his policies would be influenced by the Vatican. Biden's accused of the opposite. He has worried the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops by lifting restrictions on federal funding for research with fetal tissue and restoring grants to organizations across the globe that perform abortions. The threat of not receiving communion doesn't seem to be holding Biden back. And when a priest denied Biden communion in 2019, he kind of brushed it off.
That's a private matter. I'm not going to talk about that. But it's the only time it's ever happened, and we didn't talk about it. He went to the press about it. And it's not a position that I've found anywhere else, including from the Holy Father who gives me communion.
A Pew survey in March found that nearly 70% of U.S. Catholics agree that Biden's stance on abortion shouldn't determine whether he receives communion. But the fact that conservative bishops are debating this may have more of an impact outside the U.S.
I think the point there is how influential the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops is globally.
Amanda Usek is International Program Director for the group Catholics for Choice.
The USCCB is one of the most conservative national conferences around the world. What they say influences the lives of people all over the world.
Usek says the group empowers conservative bishops in countries where church and state aren't so firmly separated, where they can talk about politics without risk of losing tax-exempt status.
That deteriorates the separation of church and state. That deteriorates personal morals from public legality. And that's a very serious problem.
Still, there are plenty of places where conservative bishops are losing ground. Women celebrated when Argentina made abortion legal late last year. In 2018, people in Ireland did the same, despite opposition from many church leaders. Sydney Culkin's a lecturer at Queen Mary University of London. She says the church's objections weren't part of the mainstream debate in Ireland about whether to legalize abortion.
The debate, by and large, didn't play out in terms of, you know, what does the Catholic hierarchy think?
Culkin studied how that played out in Ireland compared to the situation in Poland, where the Catholic Church has institutional power and strong political ties. Despite massive protests, Catholic leaders successfully pushed to tighten restrictions on abortion.
Overall, the Catholic Church in Poland has this very, very strong set of anti-abortion preferences, and they have the institutional power to realize those preferences.
Culkin says 98% of the abortions that would have been legal in 1993 are now illegal in Poland. Pope Francis believes women who have abortions can receive communion and be absolved, according to the U.S. Conference of Bishops. Forgiveness has defined Francis's papacy. Catholic bishops would need the Pope's approval if they want to make it official church policy to deny communion to President Biden. Few believe that Francis would go along with that. For The World, I'm Rupa Shenoy.